Good evening. It is Monday, March 20th, 2023. This is the Employee and Community Relations Committee. It is 6:45 p.m. and we are here to review our policy on community board appointments. Present this evening myself, Mary Westfall, and committee members Mark Hans and Doug Kane and Patrick Richardson. Also joining us, Councilman Brian McCann, as well as Laura Bigelow and Chuck Silvermail. I did send out to all of you. Oh my gosh, and Mark Fry. Yes, President Malcolm, Mark Fry is joining us. Thank you, Mark. And I apologize. So I sent out the information in advance. You can see there was a policy put in place or a resolution that passed in 2008 and we reviewed it in 2017. The major change in the 2017 policy, or I'm sorry, resolution, is that the people who are selected for appointment to the board or commission can be eligible for one automatic reappointment, and then they would have to run to apply again. You know, it would be posted publicly, and they could apply again. In the policy from 2008, there was no limit that we imposed on how long somebody could be in that seat. So we were in a position where just we kept moving people forward all the time. So again, the policy, the resolution from 2008 is still technically standing. So the conversation is around, do we think this is a good change that should be considered? And a couple other things I would encourage you to think about if we do move in this direction is one reappointment appropriate, or might it be more appropriate to have two? I'm thinking in terms of appointments. If you've got a three-year appointment, you're learning the first 3 years, you're kind of digging in a little deeper, but if you're really going to be in an officer or a leadership position in that six-year window, that can be a little bit more challenging. So that's just something for us to think about. And one more thing before I open up to your comments. I checked with the law director on the fire and EMS advisory board because I have not heard about that at all. And she, I know she'll speak to it if she's able to make it. She had some things she had to do this evening. But she indicated that that was actually put in place during when the construction of the new fire stations were coming on board, because there seemed to be a lot of conversations, differing views of thought on it. So they put together an advisory board that did consist of representatives from all three, the city, the township, and the fire department, to kind of review that. That has not, it was then disbanded after the vote passed and the building, the fire stations went up. It's been left in with the thought that it could be more easily reinstated as needed if we had something here, but we may want some dialogue around what we want to happen with that particular piece. So, with that, I'll stop talking for a moment and open up to members of the committee for any feedback, thoughts, perspectives.
Okay, the first thing I noticed is that obviously we can reappoint people.
We
beyond
can.
The first
two. We absolutely
it's
can.
Just that we, I think the purpose was to make sure that we weren't just automatically reappointing people and giving the community notice that this seat was available and seeing who else we might attract.
I do think, too, excuse me for interrupting,
yeah.
But much to your point, we saw a lot of people just rolling over. You know, the next thing
right.
You know, they've been on for 22 years or something, and not that that's bad, but that it is good to get additional community leadership involved. And I always feel like when somebody serves on one of these boards, they're always a friend to that group. Like, that's how you begin to get the word around in the community about what's going in, is by having some turnover. So, I think you're spot on there.
Yeah, I guess, Mrs. Westwell, I agree. I like the fact that they can auto-renew on the way this is rewritten. And it also allows them, it doesn't prevent somebody else from applying, but also allows them to continue to apply.
Same want to.
Yeah, so I think it kind of gives us the best of both worlds, so to speak.
Yeah, on that point, I guess I have a question just to clarify. So if somebody's first turns up and we want to auto renew their term, if somebody else maybe is tied in or sitting in that meeting and they know, somebody else could submit a resume for that, and then would we, or are we not opening to new resumes? Is this about posting publicly, or is this about?
This is both. I mean, what this is saying is that the chair of the Employee Community Relations Committee, after one term, would reach out to that individual and say, are you interested in being reappointed? If they say, yes, we'd like another term, then we would have the option to reappoint them, unless there was some reason that we didn't want to reappoint them. Let's say, you know, I don't know.
Something
bad happens and we feel that their integrity isn't intact, and we can make the choice then to not reappoint them, at which point we would open it up for additional community participation. But this is saying after that one term, it automatically reopens, and the person who's currently in that seat can reapply and can be reappointed, but we have to open it up to the public for their opportunity to participate.
Yeah. I don't have any issue with the resolution. I agree with the points that have been made. I think more involvement is good, and I think sometimes you can even get people interested in being involved in the community that might not have otherwise, because they're job posting or something that interests them, and bring more people into the fold.
Mm-hmm. Great. Are we comfortable with the one term, the one reappointment? I mean, I can go either way. I'm flexible on that. Certainly, if somebody's going to be moving into a leadership position, they still could get a reappointment by the council. Just need a little bit of specific thought there.
Are all the boards we appoint to, what's the, held the same term?
No.
What's the longest one, I guess?
3 years is what they are. And I actually was hoping that you would be here. I know 3 years because we just did SAGAR and Board of Zoning Appeals.
Yeah.
Leslie thought that the historical village was 3 years as well. I should have called her and asked her, which I did not do. And then this fire and EMS one is an ad hoc committee, essentially.
I think one thing to look at, and you mentioned this as well, but does the way this is written allow us to leave fire and EMS as an ad hoc board, or would it then require us to immediately fill them?
I spoke with the law director, and I feel like she... I think what we came up with is if the group would like to leave it in there, we could completely take it out. But if we wanted to leave it in there, there could be another section where we offer more explanation about that. Something along the lines of fire and EMS advisory board is an ad hoc committee convened by the mayor, township administrator, and fire chief to address specific fire-related issues, something along that line, that specifies what that committee is.
Great.
For some reason, I don't know that this is accurate, and again, I wish that Leslie was here to speak to it. There's some sense that it would be easier to pull it back together if it's already been a committee that was in place at some point in time, and there's some kind of legislation that allows this to recur. I don't know how accurate that is, but that was a perspective.
Mm-hmm. So the question would be, do we want to give ourselves the option to reappoint automatically for two terms?
Okay.
I mean, just kind of thinking out loud, if we did two terms, we could still decide to post on a case-by-case basis, but we believe ourselves the option to not have to post it if we didn't want to.
Right.
So this might have to be for 6 years we didn't post, we did not post an opening.
Well, and I think the other, right, that's right. And I think the other thing is if, let's say that, who did we just appoint, George, he At year five, they asked him if he would be vice chair of SAGR, which would mean at year seven, when his term was technically done, he would be maybe not able to be at the table.
Now, we can still reappoint him.
This is just where I was going with this. We still would have to open it up, but we could be transparent about the fact that the leadership is moving forward, and we are happy to review them all, but we still have the option to reappoint him and to allow him to move forward in that leadership position.
So we'd just be giving ourselves the option to save time and not
through
the process.
That's right. And the other side of that is, if there is, if you're going to post it and you know you're going to without question, you're reappointing because that person's going to become an officer, do you then frustrate people who have actually now taken the time to apply, have seriously come in to have a conversation, and you're saying, we're going to do this, and oh, by the way, this person's going to be president next year of Sage Art or Historical Village or whatever. So I think that becomes the only real question. Be frustrated with somebody because of that. And again, is there a way to say, unless that person is moving into a leadership position or something? I mean, is there any language that could be put in to that effect? Is that too complicated? But automatic reappointment once and only if moving into an officer's seat, I don't know.
This is what's small.
Yes.
If I may make a comment about two things. I don't know what the perception of the boards that we're appointing these individuals to would perceive it, but if those boards are looking at those things, would they be less likely to ask one of our appointees to become part of the leadership role if they thought that the individual wasn't going to be able to serve out the term, perhaps? Maybe not a significant or material issue. My suggestion is kind of a middle course to your one-term versus two-term automatic would be to allow whoever is in your stead in the future the discretion of saying, okay, I'd like to go for the second term, and let that up to the chair of the committee on whether we could do the second one or not. Because you'll be aware that XYZ individual is rolling into the leadership position, and that gives you the potential of just saying, hey, we're going to do this one more time because they're taking over the leadership role. But maybe that's the middle ground rather than, you know, one completely one way or the other.
I think that's a possibility for sure. You know, right now, Brian, who is the guy that's, I'm drawing a blank on it. That's the chair of SAGR right now.
Keiser.
Brian Keiser.
Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't come up with his last name. I don't know how long he's been on, but I think he's already been on two terms. And he's taken on now, he's the chair of SAGR. So it just took kind of that long to get him there. Experience and people feeling confident that he could step into that role. So
I guess the flip side of that is, I think we're smart enough to reappoint Brian Keaton.
Yeah. Right.
Perhaps even if he wasn't in a leadership role.
Right.
Assuming he's willing, obviously.
Exactly.
So any personal perspectives? I think that maybe we do kind of try to find a middle of the road language that, you know, I'll have talked to Leslie and have her kind of direct down a little bit, but something that gives the chair some ability to make that decision in the case of somebody being appointed to or elected to an office within that community advisory board.
I like that approach. I mean, I also looked at, you talk about people being disappointed. Mm-hmm. But I also look at kind of the flip side is going to discourage people from applying if they think, oh, this is automatically going to roll over for 9 years, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do like the middle of the road approach.
Well, and one of the things, and Doug, I think this came in part thanks to you, we had seen somebody really strong come through. I can't remember who it was. Might have might have been Marcus. And we kind of went back to him and said, you know, let's step up now and come into another way. Like we, they weren't available, was it, because you came in right away. They weren't the person that was appointed that time, but they were a very strong candidate. So there was another opportunity to get them appointed somewhere, and we were able to say, let's reach out to this person for this other appointment. I can't remember what it was right now. And that becomes the benefit of new people is where I'm going with that. You know, you can see kind of who's in the pool, get to know a few other people that have interest in kind of moving forward. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll need a motion on all of this, but before we move to a formal motion, what about the fire and EMS? Anybody have any strong feelings about that one way or the other?
I would think the law directors, I mean, if there's some legal reason that we might need that in the future, it would be easy to leave it in. My first thought was just get rid of it, but if there's some reason, and then you put it on the back burner legally, so to speak, that's fine.
And again, she actually said we can make a separate section that explains what that wall is within the legislation. So I think if we're comfortable there, we'll move in that direction. So I think what I've heard is agreement around moving to the new resolution that was originally formed in 2017 with a reappointment of one term and some discretion of the chair of the committee for whether there's a second reappointment or not based on leadership, and more explanation on the fire EMS advisory board in another section of the legislation. Is that true? Okay. So I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Patrick moved. Marcus seconded. Any further discussion? Any discussion from either of the other council members? All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. The motion carries. And so now I don't know if there's any other business. I did say to Liz on the phone today, I don't think this is going to take us 45 minutes, so I'm sorry to have you here so early, but if you can think of something else to chat about that we'd like to bring before the committee.
Hey, Mrs. Westphal, I do have something I'd like to bring up. So we had a couple of, hot topics come up last year. One was the medical marijuana. The other was scooters, you know, possibly having scooters in Sylvania. And I'm sure we all did our own research, formed our own opinions, but I found myself asking 1% of the community is in favor for this or 1% is against this idea. I'm wondering if we could, as, you know, I'm playing community relations, if we could do something where we put just a yes or no survey question on our website or on our Facebook page, just to gauge the general consensus of the community. You know, is it 50-50 for scooters? Is it 80% are against scooters? You know, that's the kind of thing that I'm hoping to find out from this. You know, I don't want to go back and capture anything. This would be more moving forward when we get things like this come up. I think the other thing to consider, though, is, and we would have to involve our IT team with this, but, you know, we want Sylvania residents voting on this, not Lucas County as a whole, and I don't know how long we'd be able to control that, to, you know, as far as the results themselves. So I just thought I would bring that up and anxious to hear what everyone else thinks.
Well, seeing that I'm so opinionated on both of those. that's an interesting thought. The problem with internet polls is exactly what you're talking about. You don't know who's. Yeah, I can buy 100,000 votes from a farm, computer farm in forever in Bhutan or something, and they're gonna if I have an interest, and that. I mean, I'm firsthand that to know how the public feels about something would be awesome. Yeah, it would be great. How hard is that? And if we could figure out the security of it, I'm not the guy to ask about that. And then the other, and this is, yeah,
just shoot from the hip here, is like, would we, I could potentially see an issue of if the public vote goes one way and the council goes the other way. Would we feel obligated to, does it just become the virtual version of the crowded council chamber pushing one thing or another?
If we're not seriously wanting the input and going to lean into what we hear from the community, we shouldn't ask.
Yeah, and we should. I mean, we're here, you know,
representing
the community.
We're here to represent that, right? So, again, I think, Marcus, you bring up a really good
point. Well, yeah, but we're not a rubber stamp.
No, we're not.
I mean, not to be, it's not arrogant, but there's a reason I've been on council for 5 years, 5 terms. I've learned a lot doing that. Earned the support of my neighbors to be here to make some of these decisions. Doesn't mean I'm not interested in input, and we do have a number of input opportunities on lots of topics. And if we had decided to move forward with, for example, on the medical marijuana issue, we got public input on that issue. I don't know that we had a committee meeting about the scooters. We didn't specifically solicit input, but in a sense, there was a lot of support for it either.
I agree that is anecdotal.
It is.
Could be nice, you know. There's a lot of people that don't put their opinions on Facebook or in an email to me. That's it. Might have an opinion that might vote for poll. But I guess we have to decide what kind of weight we give poll.
Right.
If the scooter thing was 56% in favor of it, poll, and 820 people voted on it, would we feel compelled to vote for it? And that's the kind of stuff we have to decide.
You know, I do think that, again, I'm sure that our IT department would have a good way to manage this, but you could have to put your name down and your address.
And your address.
For you to qualify.
Sure. Public comments or something.
I'm not sure necessarily that even gets you where you want to go. You know, $50, I could be a 12-year-old baseball pitcher from the Dominican Republic and have a birth certificate and everything, so I'm not sure that...
Okay, I qualified that with the input from our IT department. And I
I've never seen you pitch.
It might not be that seamless, but I do think that we don't have a pressing issue facing us at this moment. It's probably a discussion to be considered when we are facing a more critical issue. I do think we try to have public input meetings. I think that medical marijuana was a very serious and challenging conversation. I think about the cell tower out here. You know, again, when we've got community citizens who have strong opinions and we have a public meeting, they will show up here, those people that want to. So I think at some level, it does depend on the issue in front of us. And I think that's something that we just need to take into consideration when that follows.
If I may, Mrs. Westfall, I will say that the question of the scooter issue may be something we want to ask Mr. Aller in regards, because one of the things that I recall, there was the concern of some of our neighbors and citizens was the inability physically to place them somewhere given our current downtown street situation, but that when we redo the downtown footprint, there might be an opportunity to add in some spots or place for those, and that may be something that we want to ask them about, whether that's been considered as part of this or not. And if not, you know, should we? Because I know there is an interest in it, but I've also heard from people who are both for and against it, both of them having businesses to downtown. So it's not a, it's certainly not a homogenous thing from what anecdotally from what I've
seen. That may actually surface again at some point, and we'll have a chance to review it. A side note that doesn't really necessarily apply here, but I work over by UT Medical Center, and they must have some program there, because when I turn left into Arlington every day, there's just, I bet there's 20 those bikes thrown all over, upside down, hoses hanging on things, and that. They do gather them up, because when they go home, they're not there. But I do think that's been an interesting observation as well. I don't know. I think they keep track of them. It doesn't become our problem, but it doesn't look very pretty when I turn down Arlington and see all those bikes randomly thrown all over the place. So, good conversation, good dialogue, Marcus. Thank you so much for bringing it up. Food for thought. And, you know, definitely we can revisit this when we have another pressing issue, and hopefully that's not for a very long time.
Maybe a while.
So, all right.
All right.
Anything else to come before the Employment Community Relations Committee? Hearing nothing, is there a motion to adjourn?
Moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded to adjourn the Employee Community Relations meeting at 7:10. In all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and we stand adjourned. Thank you so very much. I appreciate your input, and now we have some guidelines.